Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
Welcome in, everybody. I imagine you're feeling pretty good on this Tuesday night as Ole Miss just wraps up. Although it got weird for a little bit in the second half, a rather dominating performance over Kentucky. And Ole Miss moves to 6-4 in the SEC. A big, big, big home win for Ole Miss over the Wildcats. This is the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. I'm really glad that you guys are here. 98-84, the final score for Ole Miss, even though for some reason my box score is still showing that there's 5 seconds left. Does not matter. Ole Miss gets the win over Kentucky again, moves to 6-4 in the SEC. We're here to talk about it together on this edition of the show. Don't forget, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you have not already. If you're listening over on Super Talk, don't forget to like, leave a comment, all that good stuff. And wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. Anyway, I would appreciate you doing that. Before we get into it, I want to tell you that this podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, he's in Fulton, Mississippi, but he can take care of you anywhere in this state. If you've been personally injured, do not waste another second. Wake up tomorrow, call DJ Gregory at 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799, or if you're a small business owner and you need some legal advice, or you may want to start a small business and you don't know where to go, DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm has got you covered. Again, 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today at Gregory Law Firm presenting the Rebel Report. So here we go. A little box score house cleaning, as we call it. Some thoughts along the way, and then we'll read your comments on this postgame show. We can call it that. Why not? It's the postgame show. Ole Miss wins 98-84. Ole Miss was led by Matt Morrell. An outstanding night for Matt Morrell. I can't help but be happy for a guy like him. It's his last year. He's put a lot into Ole Miss basketball, and you know he's been a part of some bad teams, quite frankly, in his time at Ole Miss. And now he is, struggling. He's really struggling with injuries. He's been really hurt. I appreciated the broadcast really making sure that it was emphasize that he can't really practice with the team right now because of how injured he is. He is playing, you know, your old high school football coach used to say that there's a difference between hurt and injured. He's not playing hurt. He's playing injured. And yet he goes for 24 tonight, made 6 of 11 from 3. He also had 3 assists and a steal in the game, 0 turnovers. And that's the theme of the night. Ole Miss had one turnover all night to go with 24 assists. So it was an elite offensive night across the board, but Matt Morrell led the team with 24. Dre Davis had a really good night. That little mid-range turnaround that he was hitting was just money all night long. He had 17 on 7 of 10 from the field. You had 16 from Dia. Better night from him. I still think he could be even more aggressive physically, but good night from him. 16 on 6 of 13 shooting. Made 2 of his 4 threes as well. Had a pair of blocks and a steal to go with those. Juju Murray was clutch in the second half. A couple of times where Kentucky would cut it, 11, 12. It was Murray who ended up making the shots and was also good on the free throw line. Well, got to the free throw line anyway, but made some clutch shots there in the second half. Had a double-double, 15 points, 10 assists for Murray tonight. Brakefield had 10 on 3 of 7, made 2 of his 3 threes. Sean Padula, only 8 points on 3 of 7 shooting, but had 8 assists in the game. Again, 24 Ole Miss assists to just 1 turnover, 55% from the field, 43% from 3. Still missed, I think, too many free throws. They were 15 of 21 from the free throw line, did get out-rebounded in the game. If you'd have told me going into this that you're going to get 8 points from Padula and Kentucky's going to shoot 50% from the field and 48% from 3, I'd have told you that Ole Miss would have lost tonight. But they didn't because they played exceptional offensive basketball. Again, they had that weird spot in the second half, but that was more about, I guess Kentucky made adjustments at the half, and the back cuts early in the second half were just allowing Kentucky to build confidence and build confidence, and then they started making outside shots. So that allowed Kentucky to stay in the game. But Ole Miss took the fight to Kentucky from the jump. Kentucky basketball team was shook in Oxford. That is not something that you can say very often, and they were tonight. Ole Miss took the fight to Kentucky. They were the more physical team. They were more, I don't know, is emotionally prepared the right word at the start of the game, and they moved the basketball well. They made a bunch of shots, and that carried mostly throughout the entire course of the game, but the story of the game for Ole Miss is offense. They scored 98 points. And that's what did it for them. I really liked what I saw from this team in the second half, because they very easily could have reverted to what happened like in the Texas A&M game, for example. They shot the lights out and they stopped shooting the lights out. Kentucky's coming back. They're making all their shots. They're getting these backdoor cuts, and Ole Miss did not fold. There was a few times where Kentucky, again, cut it to 12 or 11, and Kentucky kept making shots, and Ole Miss instead slowed things down and responded with makes of their own. And so instead of letting that game fall apart, which it could have, and I know you guys felt the same thing, there were moments in that game where it felt like Ole Miss was going to fall apart, but they did not. You had really good moments from Murray. You had excellent stuff from Matt Morrell and Dre Davis. That was a those few minutes in the second half where Kentucky was really getting it close, and you could kind of feel that momentum was in their favor and they were growing in confidence, and Ole Miss just weathered that, and they made plays and they made shots and they won that game as a result. That was toughness. That was mental toughness, and Ole Miss showed that tonight. So it's a big win. It is a massive win, because that's a good Kentucky team, right? I mean, they were ranked 14 for a reason. They can really shoot, obviously, as you guys saw. I mean, Amari Williams was exceptional, especially passing the basketball. But, I mean, there's no other way around it. That's a massive win for Ole Miss. Now they've got those six conference wins with two road games. It's always tough in the SEC on the road, but they are better than both LSU and South Carolina. And as you look at their remaining schedule, it is difficult. Don't get me wrong. It's the SEC. It's the best conference in basketball this season. But you don't have to stretch to find yourself the appropriate number of wins to make the NCAA tournament. In fact, Ole Miss is going to be favored. Let's see. They'll be favored in at least one of the next two games. They'll be favored against Mississippi State. They'll be favored against Oklahoma. There's a lot of ats on this schedule, but going into this stretch at 6-4, really only needing two more of these games to guarantee themselves into the NCAA tournament, you absolutely have to love the position that they find themselves in at the moment. And I assume these last few games, really continue to build their confidence offensively. They got to the free throw line a lot against Texas, made the necessary plays late. I know Auburn beat them, but that was a good offensive day for Ole Miss against Auburn. And then tonight scoring what should have been 100 points, but tonight scoring 100 points against Kentucky should be building their confidence. And this is a big win for NCAA tournament seeding. I think Joey Brackett's had them as a 5 seed today. Yes, they were. They were a 5 seed opposite George Mason today in bracketology. So very comfortably right now in the tournament. And so now you're looking at, knock on wood, don't count your chickens and all that, but this is a team that this is an NCAA tournament team. They're very good. Ole Miss is very good. They have flaws like everybody, but they've proven it at this point. And now I think the conversation shifts from can they get the appropriate number of wins to what kind of seed can they play themselves into. So really, really good stuff for Ole Miss tonight. And more importantly, I'll get out of the way so you guys can sound off, because that's the whole point of doing these live, is so I can hear from you. But I want to tell you first, before we get into that, that the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. You don't have to be in Brookhaven to shop at Toyota of Brookhaven. Their website, toyotaofbrookhaven.com, is where you go, but they are on exit 40 right there in Brookhaven. If you tell them that I sent you, either online in their promo code and just use Rebel Report, or tell them that I sent you, $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota. So $1,000 on me, if you're looking for a new car, that's where you go. Toyota of Brookhaven. So again, exit 40 in Brookhaven, online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Use code REBELREPORT, get $1,000 off. They also have interest rates as low as 1.99%, so 1.99% for 48 months on all Tundras in stock at Toyota of Brookhaven. They also have a service department. So if you need your car serviced and you didn't buy it through them, that's okay. If it's not a Toyota, that's okay. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so pretty conveniently scheduled for you to get some service as well. So if you're in Southwest Mississippi, no better service department. If you're in the market for a new car, exit 40 in Brookhaven, toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings at Toyota of Brookhaven. They deliver. Don't forget to use promo code REBELREPORT for a free $1,000 on me. All right, here we go. You say they beat us in our sport. We beat them in their sport. No kidding. They have golf indoors. Actually, TGL is a lot of fun. I will be watching that when we hang up here. You are wanting 100 so bad. Oh, I know. I know. And you know they were wanting it bad as well. Yeah, you could kind of feel that when that Murray 3 right there at the end did not go in. You could, you could feel it. Almost finally had that hot shooting night. Yeah, and you know they moved the basketball well as well. The assist numbers are truly outstanding. And you know, it's not like it was okay, this is going to sound dumb because of their first half output, but it wasn't like Ole Miss did. That's what they're capable of, I guess is what I should say. Yeah, I'm really fumbling on this. They shot the basketball extremely well. That first half of offense was the best first half or any half of offense I've seen Ole Miss basketball play in quite some time. I do think a lot of that was created through ball movement, good looks, confidence, stuff like that. Now, some of them, it was just a hot shooting night, and Kentucky's not a good defensive team, as we talked about the other day and on the radio show today. But you're seeing a trend right now with them offensively. It's not just today. They didn't just randomly play good offense today after struggling otherwise going into it. I think this was kind of them building up to this point with Texas and Auburn going into it, like I said before. This was opponent-driven partially. Also, they were really hot, but I think that they are figuring some things out offensively, and you're getting much more aggressive play from Padula, from Morrell. Murray was really good tonight at breaking down the defense and making clutch shots, and Matt Morrell shooting confidently like that. You know, his earlier this season, he was doing a lot of ball faking on what should have been open looks, and tonight just catch and shoot, confident, in-rhythm, three-point shots, and he made a bunch of them. I think that tonight they're not scoring 98 points, maybe again for the rest of the season, but I do think they have found things offensively that is working for them. Davis is being confident and aggressive now as well. So there's a lot to like about what happened tonight, but there's a lot to like about what's happened over the last three games. I'd be interested to see the UK message boards. Oh, man, I would pay like the $5 or whatever it is to access one and just kind of pour a glass of bourbon and take that in. Oh, gosh, just a terrible week for Popes in general. Oh, no. Revenge from football season? Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Man, this team can play some defense when they want to. And they want to a lot. There was that weird lull in the second half, though. I don't know if, you know, they're college athletes, right? Maybe they came out in the second half and Kentucky made some adjustments and they didn't match that intensity. Kind of felt like they, you know, subconsciously could kind of cakewalk through the second half and had to wake up a little bit. And once they did, they were able to lock down again. And I mean, Kentucky, what, made their first six shots of the second half, I think is what it was. So Kentucky got unconscious there for a little bit. But yes, this is a good Ole Miss defensive basketball team. They just, and look, I mean, Kentucky can really score. They've done it on a lot of people. So a lot of factors at play there, but I'm with you. Sorry, I lost accidentally exit out of the game. Only the fifth time Ole Miss has ever beaten Kentucky. That, what a stat right there. Huge win that sets up for the second half of conference play. This team can do some special things, yes. That damn Texas A&M game is making me mad right now. We would be in third place. For sure. And, you know, they shouldn't have blown that game. Absolutely should not have. I do wonder if they learned some things that night. And Morrell looked more like his old self. Yes, he did. But hey, he's still playing hurt. He's still playing hurt. But the confidence, the catch, the how much more comfortable he looked taking those shots in rhythm, it was really good. Do I think Dia likely goes pro or returns? I think as of this moment, it would be a mistake to go pro. Maybe he does. Maybe he's just done with college. But he would not be a first-round pick. And if he returns to college, he'll get paid lots of money. So he still needs some refining. He's got a skill set that can play at the next level, but he still needs some refining in his game. I mean, I think it would be beneficial for all parties. You know, I don't think he's a first-round pick. He would get paid lots of money to – hell, he might not even be a second-round pick. Maybe he would because of the skill set. But, no, I would expect him to return, and that would be good for Ole Miss, and it would be good for him. Just tuning in, Matt is looking the best he has all year. Looks like he's got his legs back. I doubt he will be 100% the rest of the year. Tough kid. Yeah, and he dunked tonight. He dunked the basketball tonight. Whatever they've been doing with him obviously worked, whether it was a nice couple of shots that he got before the game or the not practicing has allowed his body to recover some and help him. I don't know. But whatever it is, he looked more explosive tonight, obviously. First game that Ole Miss started hot and rebounded well. Yeah, took the fight right to Kentucky from the jump. Credit to them for pushing the lead back out when Kentucky threatened a few times. I mean, you saw it in reverse on Saturday where Ole Miss would, you know, cut the lead and they would cut the lead and Auburn would just, you know, whether it was out of timeout or whatever, would just go down the floor and run their offense and make a shot. Every time Ole Miss got close on Saturday, Auburn would make that shot. This was the opposite. Kentucky, they kept kind of fighting back and fighting back, and Ole Miss just would not allow them to get that one stop that they needed, you know? It's really good. If they can knock down shots the way they have against Kentucky and even Auburn, they're capable of sweeping the final three home games, Tennessee included. Yep, they are awful on defense on the road. I agree. I mean, that's the thing. The Ole Miss schedule looks daunting, right? Because it is. It's absolutely daunting. I know Mississippi State's struggling right now, but, you know, State's a ranked team for a reason. Vanderbilt has got some good wins, especially on their home floor. Auburn at Auburn is that's a very difficult ask. That is the definition of a free shot. You mentioned Tennessee at home and at Florida. Those are all really difficult games. But if Ole Miss is going to Tuscaloosa and winning, if they're going to Tuscaloosa and winning, then they certainly can win some of those games as well. If they're going to beat Kentucky, if they're going to hang with Auburn the way they did, that those are all very winnable games for them on top of what, you know, games that they'll be favored in like Saturday in Baton Rouge. No, we're in the thick of basketball, but I'm still shocked that baseball returns next weekend. Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Can't expect any team to shoot this well often. No, but again, like I said, the last three games, I've been impressed with what they've done offensively. They've been getting to the line. They've been attacking the basket. Ole Miss is going to have a packed pavilion for State. Oh, you know it. The place is going to be absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. Kentucky has an elite offense where Oklahoma State and Tennessee do not. I agree. Kentucky was badly gimped. They were missing their top two point guards. Not their top two, but their point guard and his backup. I understand that. Injuries happen in sports. Matt Morrell is, I mean, he went off tonight, but he's playing severely banged up himself. So, I don't know. I don't think you should apologize for wins. You say that's why Kentucky struggled on offense. They scored 84 points. They made half their shots. They made 48% of their threes. They had 21 assists. They did not struggle on offense. These next two games on the road are important to keep the momentum. Both they will be favored in, but can't guarantee it. I think they're going to win in Baton Rouge on Saturday. South Carolina, I mean, maybe they're on quit watch. We'll have to see. But South Carolina has played a lot of people really tough in that building. Maybe you'll get a weak crowd because it's a midweek and they keep losing. Let's check South Carolina out. I think LSU is definitely on quit watch after what Texas did to them on Saturday. Let's see. South Carolina, gosh, they're 0-9 in the league. They should not be 0-9 in the league. I mean, listen to some of these games, guys. They lost to Auburn by 3 in a game that they should have won, frankly. They lose at Vanderbilt by 3. They lose to Florida by 1. They take Mississippi State to overtime, lose by 5. They lose to Texas A&M by 4. Goodness gracious. They're at Kentucky on Saturday. That, you know, could really help demoralize them, I suppose. Get them to 0-10. But they've played a lot of people really close as South Carolina. Think Ole Miss will handle State in 2 weeks. I have never been more confident in what I thought after the first version of that game than I am right now. It's going to be the exact opposite of last year. Ole Miss held on, great game, at home, went to Starkville, got beat up. Mississippi State held on, at home, great game. They're going to go to Oxford and get beat up. I've not been more confident in that than I am right now. Dominated the game, looked like Auburn at times with all the threes. Yeah, I mean, they made outside shots, but what I loved is they didn't live or die with it. I mean, Murray made some clutch mid-ranges. You had Dre Davis make some good inside shots. Got to the free throw line again. They wanted Klafke to get that layup. The roof would have blown off, no kidding. Most points scored versus Kentucky in about 35 years. I think that's the most all time, right? I think so. Also, good news. You're down. Heck yeah. So what is that? You're down 20 pounds. That's awesome, man. Keep it up. KSR post-game call-in show will be glorious. We might do, I mean, Haydad and I might just download that audio file and play it for 3 hours on the radio show tomorrow. I mean, we really might do that. That'll be better than any content he and I can put out there tomorrow, that's for sure. Is this Beard's signature home win so far over number 14 Kentucky? Yes, absolutely. Yes, it is. Rebs still need to get bigger, outsized at about every spot, which allows teams that show patience to capitalize down low. Still love the effort and grittiness of this group. Yeah, and unfortunately, that's just, they are who they are at this point. There's no free agency during the season, so they got to go with what they got. But what they got is good enough, you know. You know, I'm not saying that it's a national championship team or anything, because I'm not. But I do think that this is definitely a tournament team, and if they get the right draw, they could win a couple of games for sure. Got to give Ole Miss credit for coming out foot on the throat in the first half. Kentucky was down from Saturday and wasn't given much of a chance to get up. 100%. What's Morrell's injury? So I know he hurt his back earlier in the year, but I guess it's a knee injury as well on top of it all. It's really banged up. Had a chance to beat State if he could have dunked it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you look at how close this team has been. I mean, they had chances. Coulda, shoulda, woulda beat Purdue. Should have beaten Texas A&M. Definitely had chances. Shoulda, coulda, woulda beat Mississippi State as well. I mean, they are very close to being a top 10 team, ranking-wise anyway. Very close to that. Just discovered Freddy's Steak Burger and Frozen Custard. I've never heard of that, but I'll take your word for it that it's good. Ole Miss's one turnover was the fewest by an SEC team in 25 years. There's your second stat of the day right there. How bad are the tickets for the State game? Worse now. More Snell. Oh, gosh, I'm not going there with... Oh, man. Oh, you're cracking me up. Was that Kiffin undercover playing drums at a bar recently? Sure looked like him. The long-lost twin brother or something. You know. Wonder if Kiffin was... No, I'm not going to do it. Wonder if he was there tonight. At least somebody can beat Kentucky and... Never mind. First time they scored more than 90 against Kentucky since 1971. That was the year Johnny Newman played for Ole Miss. Jeez. And because it's State, they won't let up like they did tonight. If they shoot like that, they'll beat State by 30. And Mississippi State is one of, if not the worst, perimeter defenses in the SEC. I think they're ranked in the 200s in perimeter defense in the country. The line for this game was 4.5, so easy cover for Ole Miss. You haven't had the desire to watch basketball this season? Well, hopefully you change your mind on that, because this team is worth watching. And what is really good about this team is the toughness, right? You know, it's kind of a cheesy word, kind of goofy stuff that people say. You know, grit, all that, you know, the buzzwords that make people excited. But it's true. Like, this is a mentally tough basketball team. They're gritty. They'll get down big in Starkville and, you know, grind their way back. And I know they lost that game, but still. And it's like this tonight where they're making a bunch of shots and they get this big lead. And then Kentucky starts really just pouring it in and pouring it in. And what they do instead of folding, and I know they did against A&M, but instead of folding, what they did was just continue to respond. They would get punched and they'd punch back and they won the game. And it's even like with Texas, right? So they blow the A&M game. They find themselves right back in the exact same spot on the same floor a week later. And they made the plays. They made the free throws. They did the right things to secure the win instead of vomiting all over themselves like they did against A&M. It's a mentally tough basketball team. And I mean, you know, they seem like a bunch of really likable guys on top of it all. I know all of you saw that Breakfield article in CBS. I mean, how could you not absolutely root for that guy? Matt Morrell, his body is falling apart on him, and he goes for 1 billion points tonight, making outside shots and playing good defense. And, I mean, literally the last 20 seconds of the game, he's the one that hustles and throws the ball off a Kentucky guy to secure possession to not let them get a shot. He did not have to do that, especially considering the shape that his body is in at the moment. But he did that. I mean, a really likable guy. This is a team kind of filled with him. I mean, Malik Dia, I know that, you know, sometimes he can be inconsistent. But if you've ever listened to an interview of his, I mean, he is just a bright guy. And so this is a very likable team on top of the way they play. And oh, man, I need to hang up before you're going to get me in trouble. UK's perimeter defense is pretty horrible without their 2-point. Yes, I mean, that is also part of it tonight. But I think that, like I've said a few times, I think Ole Miss has found some things offensively because it wasn't just Kentucky. I mean, they had a good offensive night here against the number one team in America. So forget Kentucky for a second. They scored 82 points, got to the free throw line 35 times, so they were attacking the basket and made 46% of their shots. So it's not just Kentucky here that's causing that. One of the best things about this team, you say, is that you have 6 guys that can score 20 points in a game, have been dependent on 1 or 2 guys to score for at least 12 years. Yeah. You were there tonight. It was as loud as you can ever remember. Yeah, you know, early tip, too. third home game in a row, probably kind of tough for people out of town to get to. And for some reason on the broadcast, the pavilion is like muffled. I don't understand what's going on with that, because I know, because I mean, I've talked to a few people that were there and it's like, hey, it's rocking in here. And then you watch on TV and it sounds like Carl Ravich is in his living room, which he's not. And I don't know if there's like an issue with the natural sound mics in the pavilion, because other venues sound better on TV. So I don't know what's going on there. I need to like call Keith Carter and say, hey, Keith, do you notice this? I know you go to the games, but like, it sounds like they're in a sound booth as opposed to in an arena in front of. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. Not an NBA guy at all, but with the ratings as bad as the league is, does this league... Okay, sorry, I can't read. You're not an NBA guy at all, but with the ratings as bad for the league as they are right now, does the league... No favors for the people who say it's fixed, your take. No, it's not fixed. I don't think it's fixed at all. I think Adam Silver is the weakest commissioner in modern professional sports, even worse than Rob Manfred. I mean, he has just allowed the players to control everything and has done such a bad job navigating the NBA into the through COVID and the post-COVID and everything that's come with it, that they have completely wrecked their image for the average sports fan. That they're obsessed with their popularity on social media, and social media doesn't watch games in a time where you see college football incredibly popular and the NFL incredibly popular. College basketball is doing well, and the NBA is falling off a cliff. And I think it's direct indictment on his leadership or lack thereof. Their media partners are a joke. It's all bad. It's not just one thing. People just want to point to political, and I think that's some of it, but that's not all of it. It's the player movement. They don't care at all. I mean, gosh, you watch an NBA game and afterwards they're all like best friends with each other. Like they couldn't possibly care less that they're playing it. I mean, there's no fight anymore. It's just like dudes doing cardio, jacking up threes. It's not an enjoyable product, and Adam Silver is to blame, largely to blame. The camera angle is changing next season. If they beat Auburn away, do you think Keith Carter will charge us? Hey, they got to find the money somewhere, right? You say it's not as loud as the Tad Pad and the floor is not slippery. There were several games at the Tad Pad where we won when the opponent mysteriously slipped down during a crucial moment in the game. So, I mean, I've been to packed Tad Pad games, and I've been to packed pavilion games. I think the pavilion is louder, but that's just anecdotal. I think a lot of that has to do with where the students are. I mean, the worst seat in the student section is what, like seven rows up behind the basket. Whereas, and I mean, the front row of the student section is how long? Whereas at the Tad Pad, you were all the way at the back of the arena. Like, I think that plays a big role in it. But I don't know. I mean, because our studios being here in Jackson, and two, you know, the whole being a dad thing, I don't get to go up to as many games as I would like to. Maybe that'll change as he gets older. It will change as he gets older. I'll get to start taking him too. So we'll get to do these more, you know, with a better scene in the background besides my little home office, which is just a spare bedroom. So, anyway, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ole Miss gets a big win. I mean, it's just huge. Beating Kentucky is a rarity for Ole Miss basketball. Scoring 98 points is it was a special night. Crowd looked great. Basically, two more wins until the NCAA tournament, but I think that they're going to get more than that. I mean, this is simply a good, tough basketball team, and they are they're proving it, and they're improving, which is a big deal. So appreciate you guys. We'll see you on Thursday night, and y'all have a great rest of your night. Enjoy this one. Go get yourself a beer and relax and watch the highlights or the golf league or whatever. See you guys on Thursday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.